Okay, item number three, discussion of agenda structure and board management. Mr. Harris?
So this is a short item. It's really just an FYI for the board. At some point in our discussions, you had made a comment that you'd like to have more time for substantive discussions. And one way to do that is, we thought, was to reorganize the agenda, try to get through the very, the general items that we have to do, put more items on consent that are appropriate. And so the agenda before you today reflects some of those changes. I'll just point them out. So one of the first things is we've moved the board members' reports up in the order and put them next to our state board liaisons item. We've lumped all of the consent items together. It doesn't matter what program they're with. And those are up front to get those out of the way. One thing we did not change was the placement of the public comment period. And that was something we were going to ask for your advice. There are different models we could follow. The one I'm most used to is that comes at the very beginning of the meeting. Other regions put it later in the meeting. But no matter where it is, we know that the public would like to have some certainty about when they're going to speak. So the whole idea is, no matter where we put it in the agenda, if we could put a time on it, so let's say 11 o'clock, and if we are in the middle of another discussion, we would set that aside momentarily and do the public comment period. So that's one thing we would like the board to weigh in on and give us their advice.
Where is it? I'm looking for it right now. What item number is it?
Public forum is 14.
14, there it is, okay. You know, we've moved it around over the years because the region is so long. We've usually put it later than earlier, so the people traveling, if we're up in Watsonville or Salinas, they have time to get up there, don't have to leave, at the break of dawn to do it. We've had complaints both ways, where people that are local would like to come in, speak and get it over with, and not have to wait till the afternoon where it becomes a little more uncertain. I'm fine leaving it where it is, but what would the rest of you like to do, if anything? Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, I think it's been a little problematic because there's been such uncertainty about when we're going to get to the end of our agendas. I was going to suggest that we do a public comment at the very start and one at the very end. Nobody could speak twice, but I kind of like the idea of doing it just before lunch. That sort of meets the need to have a time certain for folks and deals with the question that you just raised, Jeff, about folks coming from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dr. Hunter?
I was going in the same direction as Mr. Johnston, although I was thinking perhaps after lunch, because if we take public comment at our lunch, a normal time for break for lunch, and we have a lot of public comment that particular day, that would knock us way off in terms of other folks who also are there from agencies coming in, and taking their lunch break at the normal time. I would suggest we do it right at the top of our afternoon session, so we have it at 1, sometime between 1 and 1:30, depending on when we break.
Mr. Delgado.
For maximum public
participation,
thanks. I think it'd be good to try the dual. It's where we have something right away for locals and people that are here and want to get on with their day, and then have one perhaps after lunch, more or less certain, but a little bit of wishy-washiness there, so that people can get here from from a distance, and try it for a few months and see how it works. But if it's already been done, I didn't hear if you said it had already been tried twice.
I don't think we've ever tried it twice, splitting it up. So And you know, frequently I have just allowed people to speak out of order anyway. If they give me the heads up that they've got to be somewhere or that they have a need to speak right at the moment. But I'm fine with splitting it. You know, I think doing it right after lunch, Mr. Johnston, might be good, because if we're really involved in an item leading up to the lunch hour and we've got a lot of public comment, it could really eat up a lot of time and throw us off when we're in the middle of something pretty complicated. So why don't we split it up? We'll do something in the beginning, okay? Maybe after our, report by State Water Resources Control Board liaison item, and then we'll do it again right at the beginning of the lunch hour, and the rule will be, obviously, nobody speaks twice. So, Mr. Harris, any thoughts?
So, I heard two things I want to be clear. Do you want it right before the lunch hour or at the when we come back from lunch?
When we come back, not okay. Before the lunch hour.
Okay.
But we'll do one right after what is normally what's going to be item 7, the reports by our liaison to the State Water Board. We'll take it right after that. And then right when we reconvene after the lunch hour. Yes.
And I assume we'll specify that people don't get two bites at the apple.
Right, that should be.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
For our attorney, is it possible to do that? Can we, if the board sets up two public forums, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, can the board say that someone can only speak once, even if they want to talk about a different topic?
Yes, they can, because under the laws, all you have to provide, technically you don't actually have to provide any public comment at all, and you can certainly reasonably limit that, so that's fine.
Okay, any other comments on this item? So beginning with our next.
So I'll just close this by saying, if you do have each suggestion that you'd like to change, if you would say an email, I can discuss it with staff. And so you'll see the changes we've discussed today on the January, February agenda.
Okay. And Michael, do make sure that the agenda does have a notation that people will not be allowed to speak twice.
We'll do that.
Okay. All right, thank you. Let's move on to